Well, we're on wilderness mentality number 5.
Setelah orang bahas mentalitas padang gurun nomor 5.
In our last session, we closed with James chapter 5 verse 7.
Di sesi kapengker orang nutup ku Yakobus 5 ayat 7.
I'd like us to go to that scripture now and take a good look at it.
Ya, orang tinggali ayat ayeuna.
The wilderness mentality that we're dealing with is
mentalitas padang gurun nu baris direngsekeun nyaeta.
Don't make me wait for anything. I deserve everything immediately.
Tungguan naon bae kagungan hak kanggo enggal nginginkeun.
It's the wrong attitude of impatience.
Eta sikap anu lepat ngeunaan katesabaran.
Patience is a fruit of the spirit that we must develop.
Kasabaran teh buah roh nu kedah dikembangkeun.
This scripture says, so be patient, brethren, as you wait. I always make mention that it doesn't say be patient if you wait. It says be patient as you wait. In other words, every person is going to have to do some waiting. I remember a pastor that picked me up at the airport one time and he was late. And he was behaving very impatiently. He was running through the airport. Hurrying up and down the escalators.
Naik turun eskalator.
And he turned to me and said this.
Ningali ka abi sareng nyarios.
He said, I guess you can tell I don't wait very well.
Dinebak ayeuna teh henteu sabar ngantosan.
The same minister had a lot of stress in his life. As a matter of fact, he was being treated for a stress disorder. If we don't develop patience in our life, it creates a lot of stress. A lot of excess stress adversely affects our health.
Stres nu kalangkungan ngarugelkeun kasehatan.
I believe there are many people that are physically sick just because they're impatient. They're impatient with people, with circumstances, with God, and with themselves. And all four of those areas are areas where we need to learn patience. So the Bible says, be patient as you wait until the coming of the Lord.
Alkitab nyaroskeun, sabar dugi ka sumping na Gusti.
See how the farmer waits expectantly.
Harusna patani ngantosan hasilna tina tanehna.
That means he waits hopefully.
Ya, hartosna anjeunna ngantosan pinuh ku harepan.
He waits with a good positive attitude.
Ngantosan ku sikep nu positif.
He has good positive conversation while he's waiting. It says he waits expectantly for the harvest. He has planted his seed, now he's waiting for the harvest. But now listen to this. Because he's waiting with the proper attitude, he can actually enjoy his life while he's waiting. See, many people are miserable during the wait. I spent a lot of years miserable because I didn't wait well. And God started revealing this to me. He said, Joyce, you're going to spend more time in your life waiting than you are receiving. Because we wait and wait and wait for something, then it finally comes.
And
we get all excited about it. And we're happy for a few days. And then we start waiting for something else. You see, we are created to be people who must always be going somewhere. Whatever it is you're waiting for now, if you get it, you'll be waiting for something else. So if you don't learn how to enjoy to waiting,
then you're going to
have a pretty miserable life.
You
know, that was a real revelation to me.
Wahyu kanggo abdi.
To just really realize that I spend more time in my life waiting than I ever do receiving.
Kanggo leres-leres sadar yen abdi nyiapkan waktu dina kehidupan mong kanggo ngantosan tibatan nampi.
When you pray for something, it's equivalent to the farmer planting his seed.
Kata seorang nadada, ia lir ibarat nuju nebarkan bini.
And then it says we are to be patient as we wait.
Kanggo sabar ngantosan.
Now here's one of the main revelations I want to share with you about patience.
Kita wayu utami nuku abdi badai didugikeun ngenaan kasabaran.
Patience is not an ability to wait.
Kasabaran sanes hiji kemampuan kanggo ngantosan.
Patience is how we act while we're waiting.
Aing hiji tindakan samantawis urang ngantosan.
See, I always thought patience just meant to wait for something.
Imutan abdi kasabaran teh hartosna mong saukur ngantosan.
But the Bible says in this scripture, you're going to wait.
Kitab nyariskan ngalangkungan ayat ieu.
But it says, be patient as you wait.
Saurkeun sabar sementara maneh nungguan. Maneh bakal nungguan.
And part of patience is continuing to do over and over what you need to do while you're waiting.
Bagian tina kesabaran teh teras-terasan ngalakukeun naon nu perlu ku saderek dilakukeun sementara wis ngantosan.
The next part of this scripture says this.
Bagian sanes nyarios.
See how the farmer keeps up his patient vigil over it until it receives the early and the late rain.
Testuna patani teh ngantosan hasil tina tanahna sareng sabar dugi ka turun hujan, musim gugur, jeung musim semi.
That means he has certain things that he has to do and he keeps doing them over and over and over.
Artosna nya ngakaduan hal-hal nu tangtu nu kedah dilakukeun, ngalakukeunna teras-terasan deui sareng deui.
God wants us to be patient with people and things just like he's patient with us.
Gusti mah hayang urang sabar ka jalmi-jalmi sareng masalah-masalah salah sami sapertos mantena sabar ka urang.
God's character is that he is patient and long-suffering.
Sifat Gusti sabar sareng tahan sangsara.
He is slow to anger and plenteous in mercy.
Bisa ngambek sareng balas asih.
And I like to think about the word long-suffering.
Abisok ngimutkeun kecap tahan sangsara.
We like to say it like this, long-suffering.
Orang sok nyarios tahan sangsara.
But with God, it's long suffering. Some things are not going to go away as quick as we'd like them to. But I want to encourage you today to be the kind of person. You make up your mind, you're going to find out what to do. And you're going to keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it until you see a harvest. The Bible says in Galatians 6,
Alkitabnya di Galatia 6 ayat 8,
be not weary in well doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not.
Apapun geus datang mangsana urang baris panen, mun urang teu mampu.
That means don't get impatient and give up.
Artosna ulah janten nu teu sabar sareng sumerah.
It says don't be weary in well doing.
Disaurkeun ulah bosen-bosen nyen kahadean.
Don't get tired of doing the right thing.
Kenging sumerah dina ngalakukeun nu sae.
You know, sometimes I get tired of doing the right thing.
Tarek terang kadang-kadang abi capek ngalakukeun hal nu leres.
But I don't want to get so tired of doing it that I stop doing it.
Abi ari capek teuing dugi ka lirian ngalakukeunana.
It's difficult to keep doing the right thing when the right thing is not yet happening to you.
Kesangalaukeun nu leres waktu sadek hal-hal nu leres kajantenan dina hirup saderek.
Maybe you've learned about giving into the kingdom, giving financially into the kingdom.
Kita harus diajar ngeunaan masian dina kerajaan, masiana artos ka payugeun kerajaan.
And you've begun to tithe and give offerings to the Lord.
Sadek kawitan masian sepersepuluh sareng persembahan ka Gusti.
And probably many of you have financial needs in your life. Maybe you've been planting seed, but you don't feel like you've reaped a harvest yet. I remember when Dave and I increased our giving. We learned about the principles of giving and we wanted to give more. And after our step of obedience, we went through 6 years of having to believe God for a miracle every month to pay our bills.
Persenten kang Gusti kanggo hiji mujizat setiap sasi kanggo mayar rekening-rekening.
I felt like I was doing the right thing.
Rasane teh nuju ngalakukeun hal-hal nu ageung.
I was doing what God told me to do.
Nuju ngalakukeun naon nu diperintahkeun ku Gusti kanggo dilakukeun.
And yet the right thing was not happening to me yet.
Ning hal nu sanes teu acan kajantanan ka abdi.
Now God did meet our needs.
And then kaparigian teh dicekapkeun ku Gusti.
But we didn't have anything extra.
Aing henteu ngagaduhan extra.
It just seemed like every month we were just barely getting by.
Katingalina tiap sasi teh kitu bae.
And this happened year after year after year.
Ya kajantaran taun ka taun.
And many times during those times,
sering pisan dina waktos-waktos eta,
the enemy tries to get us to backslide.
Musuh nyoba narik supados henteu satia.
He tries to get us to go back to old ways.
Narik kana kabiasaan ulami.
There were times when I thought, well, this isn't doing any good. I'm not going to do it anymore.
Aya waktos-waktos abdi ngimut, muhun ye henteu ngadongkapkeun ka sayan.
But then the Spirit of God would deal with me and I would keep doing it.
Roh Kudus baris ngarengsekeun abdi teras ngalakukeunana.
God kept giving me that scripture in Galatians.
Kudus teras masihan ayat dina Galata.
Be not weary in well doing.
Ulah bosen-bosen nyieun kahadean.
For in due season you shall reap if you faint not.
Apapun geus datang mangsana urang baris panen mung urang henteu janten hengker.
Every month God did a miracle.
Tiap sasi Gusti ngalakukeun mujizat.
But I got tired of never having more than enough.
Tapi kumaha henteu kantos ngaraos langkung dicekap.
I remember a day when my pastor stopped by my house.
Mugianeh harita waktu panita abdi mampir ka rorompok.
He'd been out on a speaking engagement.
Ayeuna bereng sia dina salah saeuti seminar.
Something I was believing to do but had never had the opportunity yet.
Nu abdi yakin baris tiasa ngalakukeun nanging teu acan aya kasempatan.
He came back all excited about the offering he received.
Dongkap-dongkap anjeunna nyaroskeun persembahan nu katampina.
I remember he stood out in front of my house and told me about all of his blessings.
Kasimut anjeunna ngadeg di payuneun rorompok sareng ngadongengkeun sadaya berkahna ka abdi.
How different people had committed to support him.
Kumaha rupi-rupi jalmi tos cang di kanggo ngarojongna.
About the big offering he got.
Persembahan nu ageung nu katampina.
How much fun he had.
Kagembiraan nu seueur kaalaman.
And here I was just sitting home doing nothing and being broke.
Dimun calik di bumi teu ngalakukeun naon, manah abdi ancur.
And I thought, well, God, don't you love me? What's wrong with my prayers? Why don't I get a breakthrough? And all of a sudden, my pastor looked at me and said this. He said, oh, is it all right that I'm telling you this? He said, it's not bothering you, is it? And once again I said, oh no, praise the Lord. I'm so happy for you. When he left, I went and threw myself across my daughter's bed and I began to cry. And I cried. But I made a decision that day. I said, God, I'm going to keep tithing and giving offerings until Jesus comes back if I never see a harvest.
Rabi Gusti abdi bade teras masian sepersepuluhan sareng persembahan sawios abdi teu acan nampi panenan.
I'm going to do what's right. I don't care what happens to me.
Abdi bade ngalakukeun nu leres teu peduli naon nu kajantaran ka abdi.
And I think that was exactly what I needed to do that day.
Betana abdi eta pas nu ku abdi diperjuangkeun dinten ieu.
That was the thing that got rid of the devil.
Eta teh ngalepaskeun diri ti iblis.
Because from that day on we began to prosper.
Harita abdi ngawitan makmur.
Sometimes we just have to make a really firm, solid decision.
Kadang-kadang orang kadang-kadang mereka putusan nu tangguh, mantep.
That no matter what, we're not ever going to back off.
Tepaduli naon eta mung orang moal balik deui.
One time when I was going to a Bible college similar to what you're attending right now.
Satu sabi kuliah di seminari sami sareng saderek ayeuna.
We had a man come to teach the Bible college that was a prophet.
Aya pamekeut nu ngawulang anjeunna saurang nabi.
I'd never sat under the ministry of a prophet before.
Abi takkan kantos diajar ngenaan pelayanan seorang nabi.
But I knew that many times they gave personal words to people.
Sering aran jenang masian pangadika secara pribadi ka jalmi-jalmi.
And I'm a very bold person.
Abi terang seorang nuwanian.
So I said to the Lord, if he's a prophet, have him give me a word.
Nyarios ka Gusti umpami anjen ten nabi supados anjena tem masian hiji ayat kabi.
Sure enough, I was the first person he called out of the audience to speak to.
Disaur di antara jalmi-jalmi nu hadir kanggo dipasian terang pangandika.
He said, you, this young lady back here with the dark brown hair, stand up. I've got a word for you.
Karena anjen istri anu anom kene anu dipengker rambutna coklat kolot kagungan pangandika go anjen.
So I stood up all excited to get this word from God.
Abdi gumira pisan baris nampi pangandika ti Gusti.
And he said, the Lord says this to you, sister. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. I thought, I don't want to hear that scripture again. I've heard that scripture over and over and over. I want to hear my breakthroughs coming. And I just got so discouraged. And later I said to God, God, what are you trying to say to me through this scripture? I remember I was out in a parking lot by myself. It was dark outside. And I was kicking rocks. And I said, God, what do you mean? He said, Joyce, just keep on keeping on.
Alana Joyce, terus lakukan bae, lakukan.
If you just keep on keeping on, eventually you'll cross the finish line.
Mun maya terus ngalakukeun nepi ka pananghitungan.
Well, see, back then I hadn't got to do any of the things I'm doing today.
Tingali kapungkur abdi tara ngalakukeun hal-hal eta ayeuna ku abdi dilakukeun.
I was out teaching prosperity and preaching my first message in a borrowed suit.
Abdi ngawulang kaluar ngeunaan kamakmuran ngutbahkeun pesan nu ngawitan teh ku anggean kenging nambut.
I was teaching prosperity and driving a car that was 20 years old.
Ngawulang ngeunaan kamakmuran sareng nyetiran mobil nu umurna parantos 20 taun.
I was teaching prosperity and having to believe God for a miracle every month just to pay my bills.
Santen ka Gusti kanggo hiji mujizat mayar rekening-rekening abdi.
But that's the way we see change in our life. We believe the word in our heart. We stand on the word. And eventually it overcomes our circumstances. But we have to be patient. A person who doesn't wait well is not going to enjoy their lives very much. So just make your mind up today, I'm going to learn to wait well. People very often don't like teaching on patience. It doesn't take us long to figure out if we pray for patience, we get trials.
Ngabayangkeun bami urang nadeda kanggo kasabaran urang mayunan cocobi.
The only way patience can be developed is by going through things we don't want to go through.
Iji cina cara kanggo mekarkeun kasabaran nyaeta ngalangkungan hal-hal nu ku urang alim ngalaman.
Here in America, I have a large teaching tape ministry.
Jadi di Amerika abdi ngagaduhan pelayanan nu lega di bidang pengajaran ngalangkungan kaset.
We have about 175 different teaching albums that we make available to the body of Christ.
Kaduan album nu isina 175 pengacara nu sayogi kanggo salira Kristus.
A long time ago I had a series on patience.
Kapungkur abdi kaduan seri pengajaran ngeunaan kasabaran.
But we didn't sell it very much.
Aing henteu ngital seueur.
People would stand at the tape table and say, "Oh, I'm afraid to buy that one."
Jalmi baris ngadeg caket meja kaset sareng nyarios. Duh.
They would say to each other, you know what happens if you start praying for patience. But see, really, we're just putting off the inevitable. Before God can use you the way he wants to use you, you have to develop the fruit of patience. You have to become stable in all kinds of situations. The Bible says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Alkitab Yesus tetap sami, mantana hanterobi.
He never changes.
Kamari dinten ieu sareng salamina.
And we're like him, and we need to act like him.
Urang sarupi sareng mantana, tindakan urang ge kedah sami sareng anjeunna.
Hebrews 10:36 says,
Ibrani 10 ayat 36 nyarioskeun,
you need steadfast patience and endurance in order to inherit the promises of God.
Alakonan pangasalah gesan menangkeun kajarana. Memang merdih kesabaran luar biasa.
In other words, we just don't receive God's promises through faith, but through faith and patience.
Kasarna orang sanes mung nampi janji-janji Gusti ngalangkungan iman, Nanging ngalakukanan na iman sareng kasabaran.
And 1 Peter 5:6 teaches us something powerful about pride.
Jadi Petrus 5 ayat 6 ngajarkan orang ngenaan kadigungan.
And remember, impatience is the fruit of pride.
Kanto sabaran teh buah tina kadigungan.
It says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God.
Disarukan laipkan diri mane dina panangan Gusti nu kuat.
That in due time he may exalt you.
Supaya dijungjung dina waktuna.
You know, pride always says, well, God, I'm ready right now for that blessing.
Sarek terang ka adigungan sok nyarios, mohon Gusti abi siap nampi berkah Gusti.
But humility says, God, I believe that you know best.
Yang termate nyarios, Gusti abi percantan Gusti terang naonu paling sae.
I tell you, when you learn to trust God, you can enter His rest.
Macam terangkan sadrek waktu sadrek diajar macam tenken kagusi sadrek lebet kenap.
For so many years, I tried to make my ministry grow.
Dalam puluhan tahun, abdi usaha ngadamel pelayanan abdi tumbuh.
I had a big vision in my heart, and I had a little tiny ministry.
Abdi ngagudan visi nu ageng dina mana sareng pelayanan nu alit.
For 5 years almost, I only taught about 25 people.
Dalam hampir 5 tahun, abdi mau ngawulang 25 jalmi.
And it was a long 5 years.
5 tahun teh karaos lami.
I had a meeting in my home.
Ada melihiji pakempalan di bumi.
And every Tuesday evening, about 25 or 30 people came, and I taught them the word.
Tiap Selasa wengi ayah 25 dugi ka 30 jalmi dongkap api ngawulang pangadeg Gusti.
I didn't receive anything financially from them.
Dan api atos tetapi bentuk musanesna ti aranjena.
And I had a lot of financial needs in my life.
Adalah api meriogikan ser artos.
I had quit a full-time job making a good salary in order to teach the word.
Apirian didamel padahal gajihna ageng kanggo ngawulangkeun pangadeg Gusti.
And for a while it looked like I went backwards instead of forwards.
Sementara katingalina mundur sareus majeng.
But I was diligent and I kept doing it and kept doing it.
Aing apirajin teras ngalakukeunana.
And then finally God said, I want you to stop teaching these Bible studies.
Satraha Gusti ngadawuh kami miharep maneh eureun ngajarkan pengadika kami.
He said, I'm going to do a new thing. I thought, well, here we go now. Now I'm going to go to the world.
Angkat keluar dunia.
But for a year I did nothing. God just set me up on a shelf and I had to wait. And wait.
Ngantosan.
I thought God was doing nothing.
Gusti henteu nuju ngalakukeun naon.
Because he was doing nothing in my circumstances. But I look back now and I realize God did some major things in me. I had a problem back then of comparing myself with other people. I thought because I wasn't like everybody else, something was wrong with me.
Ayanu lepat dina diri abdi.
So I was always trying to be like somebody else.
Dan abdi usaha janten sapertos nusanes.
I was trying to be like my pastor's wife.
Seperti istina pandeta abdi.
Like my next door neighbor.
Tetangi sagedengan abumi.
Like my husband.
Sapertos pun lancek.
And they were all different than me.
Aranjana sadaya benten sareng abdi.
I needed to accept myself.
Abdi periyogi percanten.
And I needed to believe that God doesn't make mistakes.
Dan Gusti henteu ngalakukeun kalepatan-kalepatan.
That God doesn't make junk. He makes us all different. We're all individuals. If God didn't want us to be different, we wouldn't all have different fingerprints. My pastor's wife had a very sweet, meek, mild personality. She had a strong gift of mercy. She was very submissive to her husband. Very soft-spoken. Little tiny build with blonde hair and blue eyes.
Salirana alit, rambutna pirang, socana biru.
And I looked at her and I thought, that's the way I need to be.
Abi ningali emotan abi oge kedah gitu.
I thought, I'm too loud.
Abi mah galak teuing.
I'm too bold.
Blak-blakan.
I'm too straightforward.
Da tunduk.
I'm not submissive enough.
Kada sakedik amis budi.
I need to be sweeter.
Kanten kada rada lemes.
I need to have a softer voice.
Kada usaha janten sapatos anjeuna.
So I tried to be like her.
Dileuleukeun sapatos kadang ngarangkung saos.
I actually tried to lower my voice and make it real soft so I sounded sweeter.
Tatara jalmi baris nyeros aya naon sareng anjeuna.
And then people would say to me, what's wrong with you? And I thought, what do you mean what's wrong with me? I'm just trying to do what's right. And then I tried to be like my husband for a while. My husband has a strong gift in casting his care. He never got upset about anything, never worried about anything. And I was always upset about everything. No matter how hard I tried, I could not react the way he did in situations. Then I tried for a long time to be like my next door neighbor. She was a real homemaker. She sewed all of her family's clothes. She grew a garden and canned vegetables and tomatoes. She liked that stuff, but I didn't. I wanted to seek God and pray. I'd rather her can the tomatoes and I would believe God for her tomatoes. But I thought I needed to do what she was doing. She kept telling me, you need to learn how to sew.
So
I thought, okay, I need to learn how to sew. So I bought a sewing machine and took some sewing lessons. And I hated it. I kept doing it, but I hated it. I made my family a few pieces of clothes. I made my husband a pair of shorts. And the pocket was longer than the shorts. I hemmed his sleeves on the wrong side. I had the hem going up instead of under. And I got so tired of putting that stuff together and taking it apart. And then I tried to grow a garden of canned tomatoes. And a big swarm of black bugs came in and ate big holes in all my tomatoes.
Ayahaman menyerang tomat-tomat Abdi.
Now my neighbor lived right next door and those bugs didn't eat her tomatoes.
Kata tangki mah nu sabelaheun hama teh henteu nyerang.
My tomatoes were ruined and hers were still good.
Tomat-tomat abi hancur nu anjeunna mah sae.
And I didn't understand.
Abi henteu ngartos.
So I was rebuking devils again.
Janten abi ngusir iblis bis deui.
I always say I rebuked until my rebuker was worn out.
Usir duga sae pentanagi.
And the problem still didn't stop.
Masalahnya tetap beres.
And finally God showed me this.
Akhirnya Gusti nunjukkan itu.
He said, Joyce, I told her to grow tomatoes so I'll protect hers.
Tahuna Joyce, kami nitah melak tomat, jadi tomatnya beres dijaga.
I didn't call you to grow tomatoes, so I'm not protecting your tomatoes.
Nitah melak tomat ka anjeun, jadi moal ngajaga tomat.
What we start ourselves, we have to finish ourselves.
Anu kawitna kunyalira kedah rirengsekeun ku nyalira deui.
The Bible says that God is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Alkitab nyaurkeun Gusti teh anu ngarang sareng ngarengsekeun iman urang.
He's not obligated to finish anything he didn't start.
Mantenna teh tanggawarga kana naon nu henteu dikawitana.
The things that we get started in our life out of God's timing are the things that cause us frustration.
Anu dikawitan dina hirup urang di luar waktos Gusti nu ngabalukarkeun urang.
So during that year when I thought I was just sitting on a shelf, God was actually working something in me that I desperately needed. I needed to accept myself the way God created me. I needed to stop comparing myself with other people. I needed to stop competing with other people. And I needed to relax and just be who I was. Then at the end of that year, I started to work at a church in my city. And eventually I started a weekly meeting there. And it grew to about 400 people. Every week I ministered to these 400 people. So my ministry was growing. But I worked there 5 years. I'm telling you these things because I want you to see that everything didn't happen fast.
Dimasian terang, ieu kasaderek kumarki sarayana henteu lumangsung enggal.
I had 5 years with 25 or 30 people.
Ajarankeun 5 tahun mung ku 25 dugi ka 30 jalmi.
1 year not doing anything.
Sataun henteu ngalakukeun nanaon.
5 years working in somebody else's ministry.
5 tahun didamel dina pelayanan sanes.
And now I've had 12 years in my own ministry.
Ena 12 tahun di pelayanan nyalira.
Well, now I have a worldwide ministry.
Pelayanan abdi ayeuna kelas dunya.
Now I'm teaching the people all over the world through tapes and books and videos and television.
Ngaulang jam-jam bisa kuliah dunya ku kaset, buku-buku, video, TV.
I'm seeing the fullness of my vision.
Ningali dilaksanakeun visi abdi.
But I had to do a lot of waiting.
Abdi kada ngantosan dina waktos nulami.
I had to be patient.
Abdi kada sabar.
And I had to learn to do what was right, even when the right thing wasn't happening to me.
Ngalakukeun nu leres, malih waktos nu leres, henteu kajantenan di abdi.
Pride says, I'm ready now.
Wadigung nyarios, ayeuna abdi siap.
But humility says, God knows best.
Nanging katentreman hati nyarios Gusti terang nu.
I thought I was ready for this kind of ministry a long, long, long time ago.
Kutan abdi siap, kanggung pelayanan seperti skill, kapungkur, kapungkur, kapungkur.
And I didn't understand why God didn't give me the breakthrough.
Abi dengar tos kunaon Gusti henteu masihan terobosan.
I had the same gift back then that I do now.
Karunia abi kapungkur sami sareng nu ayeuna.
15 years ago, I could have stood and taught these same messages the same way.
15 tahun kapungkur abi tiasa ngadeg ngawulang pesen nu sami sareng cara nu sami.
Sometimes we can know the messages, but we haven't lived them out yet in our own lives.
Kadang urang terang pesen eta nanging urang teu taat can ngalakukeun dina hirup urang.
Many people have a gift that can take them somewhere.
Jalmi ngakaduan karunia nu tiasa nyandak arajana ka hiji tempat.
But they don't have the character developed to keep them there.
Arajana henteu kagungan sifat nu mekar kanggo nyandak arajana.
If God would have promoted me when I wanted him to promote me.
Ngapromosikeun abdi waktos abdi nyalira nu hoyong dipromosikeun.
I could not have maintained that position very long.
Moal tiasa lami abdi dipertahankeun posisi eta.
So I thought I was ready.
Tanatak imutan abdi teh abdi siap.
But God knew I wasn't ready.
Gusti terangan abdi teu acan siap.
We have to get rooted and grounded.
Urang kedah ngakar sareng dipelak.
Just like a giant fruit tree has to have deep roots.
Sami sareng hiji tangkal buah raksasa kedah kagungan akar-akar nu kiat.
We have to be rooted in godly principles and godly ways.
Urang kedah ngakar prinsip-prinsip sareng cara-cara Gusti.
If a tree doesn't have deep roots, it blows over in the storm.
Mun tangkal eta henteu kagungan akar nu kiat baris runtuh.
And when believers don't have any roots.
Atawa jalmi percantan henteu kagungan akar naon bae.
When they don't have a solid foundation, then the storms of life destroy them. We don't want to be like the disciples were when they were in the boat with Jesus during the storm. They became frightened and started saying all kinds of wrong things. And Jesus said, "Don't you know I'm here? You can trust me." Nobody gets excited about the foundation of a house.
Daya nu sumanget ngeunaan pondasi hiji bumi.
People always get excited about the building.
Jalmi-jalmi sumanget kana wangunan.
But you can't build a big building without a solid foundation.
Yang moal tiasa ngawangun wangunan nu ageng tanpa pondasi nu kiat.
When my husband and I built our home,
waktos abdi sareng pun lancak ngawangun bumi ieu,
they dug a basement or a foundation before they built the house.
Kadamel pondasina heula sateatan ngawangun bumina.
We never invited any of our friends over to see the basement.
Antum ulam sasa waktu us ngawangun pondasi.
We waited until the house was up.
Antos anduki ka bumi ring sina.
Always remember this.
Tingi mut ieu.
You may not be excited about the foundation.
Hadarek antum sumanget ngeunaan pondasi.
But if you don't have it, you'll be sorry later on.
Hadarek antum ngakaduhan pondasina baris ngaraos kaduhu engkena.
One house that we lived in had a crack in the foundation.
Bumi nu dilinggihan ayeuna pondasina rengat.
And it was such a big mess.
Leres-leres kacau.
Every time it rained, we'd get a basement full of water.
Setiap hujan pondasi teh kena banjir.
We were always dealing with that crack in the foundation.
Sok repot kurengat dina pondasina.
And you know, as believers, if we have a crack in our foundation,
Leres terang salaku jalmi percantan umpami urang ngakaduhan nu rengat dina pondasi urang.
It's always going to be a place where the enemy can give us trouble.
Baris tempat kanggo musuh kanggo nyusahkeun urang.
That's one of the reasons why this Bible school you're going to is so very important. You're getting a solid foundation that's going to make you powerful against the devil. So I
want
to encourage you to be diligent and finish what you start. Do your homework and study hard. Learn everything you can learn. Because you'll need these things later on. Be patient. Like the farmer. Just keep doing the right thing over and over and over. And know that you'll get there at just the right time. The Bible teaches us in Proverbs that man's mind plans his own way. We always have a plan about how long things are going to take and how it should be done.
Orang kagungan rencana sabeberat dalami perkara-perkara beres lumangsung sareng kumaha saena eta dilakukeun.
Proverbs 16:9 says that we plan our way but God directs our steps.
Jeloka 16 ayat 8, manusan anu boga angen-angen Allah nu memener lengkahna.
You know what I say to that?
Anu ku abdi dicaraskeun nganana eta.
Thank God he does direct our steps.
Puji Gusti mantena anu nangtukeun lengkah urang.
And sometimes he directs our steps in a different direction than our plan.
Kadang-kadang anjeunna nangtukeun lengkah urang ku jurusan nu henteu sareng rencana urang.
And you know, when that's happening, we don't like it. We're always trying to push against God and go the other way. But later on, you look back and you're glad that God had His way. Proverbs 16:2 says, all of our ways are right in our own eyes. See, we all think we're right.
Perasaan orang bener.
I mean, any idea I come up with, I think it's right.
Gagasan naon bae eta leres nu kawit nati abdi.
My husband has a habit of saying to me, are you sure?
Kebiasaan nyarios kieu ka abdi, naha anjeun yakin?
I'll say something or make a decision and he says, are you sure?
Eta nabi ngadamel hiji putusan malerna naha anjeun yakin?
And I always tell him, Dave, I'm always sure.
Abdi asok yakin, Dave.
That's the way my personality is.
Ya kepribadian abdi.
But you know, I've learned that I can really believe I'm right.
I mean,
with all my heart, I can believe I'm right.
And
then later on, I find out I was wrong. You see, when a person is full of pride, they're not able to admit that they're wrong. But after we have a time of humbling in our lives, then we come to the point where we know that we don't know everything. As a matter of fact, I don't think we know anything until we come to the point where we know we don't know anything. When we think we know everything, we don't know anything at all. The Bible says in Romans 12:3, do not have an exaggerated opinion of your own importance. You know, we're not to think lowly of ourselves, but we're not to think too highly either. We need to think of ourselves with a spirit of humility. We need to learn to be patient and to wait on God. Matter of fact, I think I should pray for you right now before we go on to the next wilderness mentality. I know that I can't see you, but if I could say how many of you have a problem with being impatient, you'd probably all raise your hands. And I believe after preaching on this, there's an anointing to help you in this area. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters right now. All over the world. And I thank you, God, for developing patience in all of us. And I pray, Lord, that they would all realize how important this fruit of patience is.
Abdi nata subaras aran jina terang na mana hal nu ditolak tina kehidupan anak sarang mana nu kedah dilaksanakan.
And I pray they would know which things to resist in their lives and which things to embrace.
Panada abdi kusi subaras aran jina sadar penting na buah kesabaran.
If something really is the devil, we want to resist it.
Upadaya iblis ku abdi ditolak.
But God, if it's something you've brought in our lives to teach us
patience,
then we want to embrace it and let you have your way. Father, I pray that you would make us people that wait well. That we would be long-suffering and we would enjoy the journey. Thank you, Lord, for patience.
Atunun Gusti kanggo kasabaran.
In Jesus' name.
Dalam nama Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.
Well, let's give the Lord some praise.
Puji Gusti.
Wilderness mentality number 6.
Mentalitas padang gurun nomor kagenep.
My behavior may be wrong, but it's not my fault.
Kalakuan abdi panginten lepat, nanging sanes kelepatan abdi.
This is a very big problem with people.
Ite masalah nu ageng sareng jalmi-jalmi.
This was a very big problem in my own life.
Masalah nu ageng dina kehidupan abdi.
The Bible says in John 8:32.
Ya, kitab dina Yohanes 8:32-32.
If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed.
Aran jan tetep nyekel naon nu kukeun ku kami, aran jan teh nyanya jadi murid kami.
And you will know the truth and the truth will make you free.
Tatapi terang kana kayaktian anu paes ngamardikakeun marane.
But you know, it's not facing truth about somebody else that sets me free.
Terang-terang sanes mayunan bebeneran sanes nu ngamarikeun abdi.
It's facing truth about me that sets me free.
Abdi nu mayunan ka bebeneran nu ngamardikakeun abdi.
And really, if I say, well, I know that my behavior is wrong.
Yen abdi terang kalakuan abdi lepat.
But it's really not my fault.
Ieu salahna sanes kelepatan abdi.
If I make an excuse for it.
Kami abdi ngada alasan kanggo eta.
Then I'm still really not taking responsibility and facing the issue.
Abdi teu tanggal waler dina mayunan masalah eta.
Many people spend their whole life evading real issues.
Saur jalmi nyiapkeun waktu hirupna mun ngahindar tina masalah-masalah nu nyata.
This problem started back in the Garden of Eden.
Masalah ieu teh dikawitan di Taman Eden.
And it's still going on today.
Ieu masih lumangsung dugi ka ayeuna.
Let's go to Genesis 3.
Hayu urang teraskeun kana Kajadian pasal 3.
Genesis 3:12-13.
Kejadian 3 ayat 12 juga 13.
And the man said, "The woman whom you gave to me."
Palona sumuhun dipaparinti awewe.
She gave me the fruit of the tree and I ate it.
Paparinti anjeun teh.
You know, Adam and Eve had done what God told them not to do. God told them, you can eat all the fruit in the garden except from this one tree. If you eat of that tree, you'll surely die. The serpent came and tempted Eve. Eve talked Adam into sinning with her. They both fell into sin. Now God has come and he's confronting them about the issue. And instead of Adam taking responsibility,
Adam tiba tantang waler.
He said, "Oh God, it's not my fault, it's that woman you gave me." So really, in effect, Adam was saying, "God, it's your fault. You should have never given me that woman. It was that weak woman that got me into trouble." You know what? We always blame the problem in the Garden of Eden on Eve.
Urang sok ngalepatkeun masalah ka Taman Eden ka Hawa.
But it really wasn't Eve's fault, it was Adam's. Adam was the head of the household.
Adam teh kepala rumah tangga.
Adam was the head of the garden.
Adam pamimpin taman eta.
Adam knew what God said to him.
Adam terang naon nu ku abdi disaurkeun.
And Adam should have dealt with Eve firmly.
Sakeuna Adam tegas ka Hawa.
And he should have said, "No, I'm not going to eat it, and neither are you."
Kadahan nyeros moal abdi moal tuang buah eta anjen oge entong.
Adam displayed a weakness and it got him into trouble and then he blamed it on God.
Adam nunjukkan kelemahan nyandak anjena karena kasesat teras ngelepatkan Gusti.
And then verse 13.
Dan ayat 13.
It says, and the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done?
Gusti Allah mariksa ka awewe naha maneh.
And the woman said, the serpent beguiled and cheated and deceived me and I ate.
Nada eta buah teh marki ditipu ku orai.
So we see here that nobody's taken responsibility for their actions.
Dan orang ningali ti dia yen teu aya saurang oge nu tanggal balor kana padamelan aranjeuna.
In effect, they had this wilderness mentality we're talking about today.
Kagungan mentalitas padang gurun nuju dicariskan ku orang ayuna.
Adam and Eve were saying, "Well, I know it was wrong, but it's not my fault."
Adam sareng Hawa nuju nyarios muhun abdi lepat nanging sanes kalepatan abdi.
God, you shouldn't have given me that woman.
Gusti sakadana henteu masian istri ye.
And the woman said, "Well, God, it was the devil. He made me do it."
Alon eta istri tah Gusti ye.
How many times in my life did I think if the devil would just leave me alone, I could act right? Dengan
hirup abdi ngemut umpami iblis ngantunkan abdi nyalira tindakan abdi pasti leres.
Everything was the devil's fault.
Sakarana kesalahan iblis.
If my circumstances would change.
Umpami kayaan kan orang.
If my husband would change.
Berlanjut tiasa robi.
If I had more money.
Terartos.
If I felt better physically.
Umpami secara fisik abdi ngaraos langsai.
There was always something that I was blaming my bad behavior on.
So kaya nuk abdi dilepatkan kanggo tingkah laku abdi nu jahat.
Now I want you to listen to me.
Ayeuna dangukeun abdi.
I did not change.
Abdi henteu robi.
Until I started facing truth.
Ketika abdi mayunan bebeneran.
When God called me into ministry, I had lots of problems.
Waktu Gusti nyaur abdi kana pelayanan abdi.
And I needed a lot of change in my life.
Ayeuna perubahan dina hirup abdi. Seueur masalah.
But God gives us the Holy Spirit to teach us truth.
Gusti masihan urang Roh Suci nu ngajarkeun urang bebeneran.
Go to John chapter 16.
Ka Yohanes pasal 16.
John 16 verse 13.
Yohanes 16 ayat 13.
Jesus was talking to the disciples about how he was going to send the Holy Spirit.
Yesus nuju nyarios ka murid-muridna ngeunaan kumaha anjeunna ngintunkeun Roh Suci.
And he was telling them what the Spirit's ministry would be to them.
Masian terang ka aranjeunna ngeunaan pelayanan Roh ka aranjeunna.
Verse 13 says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes,"
ayat 13 nyarioskeun, "engke bae ari Roh kayaktian tea sumping."
He will guide you into all the truth.
Sumarane ku anjeunna dituntun kana.
The whole full truth.
Hal-hal nu saestuna.
So the Holy Spirit is actually called the Spirit of Truth.
Roh Suci disebut oge Roh Bebeneran.
And one of his main ministries in your life and my life.
Salah satu pelayanan dina kehidupan abdi sareng sadek utamina.
Is to bring us out of deception.
Nyandak orang kaluar tina tipu daya.
And into truth.
Abad kana bebeneran.
A person is deceived when they're believing lies.
Tu ditipu waktu percanten ka bohong.
Satan is a liar and he is the father of lies, the Bible says.
Iblis teh tukang bohong, bapana tukang bohong cek Alkitab.
The truth is not in him, he always lies.
Kebenaran teu aya dina dirina, osok bohong bae.
And the world is full of people that have bad lives because they believe lies.
Dunia teh pinuh ku jelema-jelema nu hirupna awon kumarki percanten kana bohong.
You see, like for a while, I believed that I had to be like my pastor's wife.
Seperti abdi nu hoyong canten sapertos istri pandita abdi.
The devil lied to me and said, if you're going to be okay, you've got to be like your next door neighbor.
Abdi sareng nyarios, mun hoyong siap, kada sapertos istri eta tatangi.
He said, she's a normal woman, Joyce, something's wrong with you.
Dunia teh istri nu normal aya nu teu beres sareng anjeun.
Well, see, that was a lie.
Ningali eta hiji bohong.
But as long as I believed it.
Ning salami abdi percanten.
It was truth for me.
Eta kebenaran kanggo abdi.
Remember Proverbs 23:7?
Mun Ciloka 23 ayat 7.
Whatever a person believes in their heart, that's the way it is for them.
Tapi pantos jalmi anu ngadamel perhetangan dina dirina nyalira kitu.
That's why we said in the very beginning of this seminar.
Ieu margina kulo nabi nyarioskeun setiap ngawitan seminar.
That we had to learn truth.
Urang kedah diajar bebeneran.
We have to get our mind renewed with the word of God.
Kedah ngorobina ku pangandika Gusti.
So Satan is a liar.
Enten iblis teh tukang bohong.
He spends all of your life lying to you. But when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit comes. The Spirit of truth comes to your life. And God begins to show you truth. And some truth we get really excited about. You know, it was really exciting to me when God said, Joyce, you can prosper and do great things. I thought, oh, yes, yes, yes. But then when God said, Joyce, you need to change. You've got a bad attitude.
Yang matos gustinya Dios, Joyce, maneh perlu dirubah lantaran boga sifat goreng.
I wasn't very excited about that truth. You're always going to get two kinds of truth in your life. The kind you want to hear and the kind you don't want to hear. That's why I always say, in order to have what God wants you to have, you must be willing to be what God wants you to be. You see, when God showed me truth about all the things I could have, about success and prosperity, about helping other people through ministry, I was excited about all that. But then he had me learn the responsibility I had to take in order to have those other things. Many people come to work for us in our ministry and they're excited about working in ministry. And then after they get on our staff, God starts dealing with them. God starts cleaning house. And when God cleans house, he doesn't come and just straighten things on the top either. Any woman knows there's a big difference in straightening up the house and deep cleaning. God's in the business of deep cleaning. Sometimes he gets down into those areas we don't want anybody to mess with. But the Spirit of truth is going to keep marching on in your life and my life. God has revealed a lot of things to me. But there are things wrong with me right now that God has not even revealed to me yet. Because he knows the right timing. Look at John 16:12. He says, I have still many things to say to you, but you are not able to hear them or take them up on you now or grasp a hold of them. So you see, Jesus told the disciples, he said, there's a lot of things that I wanted to teach you while I was here with you. But you weren't ready to hear those things yet. In other words, we have to reach certain levels of spiritual maturity before we can even let God deal with us about things that will take us to the next level. Jesus taught the disciples a lot, but then he sent the Holy Spirit. To keep teaching them more truth and more truth. And it's very, very important that you understand that you have to face truth. Let's go to Genesis 16. We see that Abraham and Sarah had the same problem that Adam and Eve had.
Orang ningali Abraham sareng Sarah ngagaduan masalah nu sami sareng Adam sareng Hawa.
Abraham and Sarah had a promise from God that they would have a child.
Abraham sareng Sarah ngagaduan janji ti Gusti yen aranjana beres ngagaduhan putra.
And they were both beyond the years where they could normally bear children.
Iswana parantos ngalanggungan batas normal kanggo ngagaduhan putra.
Abraham and Sarah were both very old and unable to have children in the natural.
Abraham sareng Sarai dua nana parantos sepuh sareng biasana mah moal ngagaduhan putra.
But God said, I'm going to give you an heir from your own body.
Aing dawuhan Gusti, Emirek mere maneh anak kandung salaku ahli waris.
They had a promise from God, but things didn't happen as fast as they thought they would happen.
Aranjeun ngagaluan janji ti Gusti ngengik nanging henteu saenggal anu diemutkeun.
They waited year after year after year after year.
Ngantosan taun ka taun ka taun.
You know, sometimes when God comes to us and shows us something,
kadang-kadang waktu Gusti dongkap ka urang sarek nunjukkeun ka urang.
We think it's going to happen right away.
Mutan urang ieu baris engkal kajantenan.
When God called me into the ministry 22 years ago, I thought it would happen real fast.
Abdi ka pelayanan 22 tahun ka pengker imutan teh ieu kajantenan baris engkal.
I had no idea what I would have to go through in those 22 years.
Teka emut naon anu bae silakukeun salami 22 tahun ieu.
I had no idea about the patience.
Teka emut ngeunaan kasabaran.
Or how many times the enemy would attack my mind.
Sering pisan musuh teh nyerang imutan abdi.
I thought it would happen fast, but it took years.
Imutan teh kajantaran baris enggal nanging peryogi waktos.
Abraham and Sarah, I'm sure, thought it would happen real fast.
Sareng sarai abdi yakin ngimut kajantaran ieu baris enggal.
But years went by and they got tired of waiting.
Aing taun-taun teras lumangsung dugi ka.
And they did what many of us do. They took matters into their own hands.
Aranjeun ngalakukeun naon nu seueur ku urang dilakukeun perkara-perkara nyalira.
Sarah got a bright idea.
Sarai ngagaduhan ide nu sae. Sarai terang kadang-kadang.
You know, sometimes we're just thinking.
Urang mung ngemut.
And all of a sudden we think, I know what I can do.
Gaduh imutan, abdi terang naon nu kedah dilakukeun ku abdi.
And we don't think make things better, we make them worse.
Urang teu ngadamel hal-hal janten langkung sae nanging langkung awon.
Sarah decided that Abraham should take her handmaid and have a baby with her.
Sarai mutuskeun Abraham kedah ka gandekna sareng ngagaduhan putra. Caruna Abraham.
She said, Abraham, you take my servant girl.
Tandak gandek abdi.
She's able to get pregnant.
Anjeunna tiasa ngandek.
You get her pregnant.
Akang ngajantenkeun ngandung.
And then we'll take that baby as our own.
Orok eta salaku putra urang.
But all they did was cause a big mess.
Aku aranya dakukeun ngabolokeun kekacauan ageung.
And all they did was put off their real miracle a lot longer.
Ku aranjeun dakukeun ngabolokeun mujizat nu leres kajantenan langkung lami.
And we're going to need to stop right here to close this session, but I want you to be excited about the next session.
Panglian dia kanggo nutup sesi ieu nanging abdi hoyong satedek sumanget nyambut sesi salajengna.
And we're going to pick it up and find out how much trouble we get ourselves into when we take matters into our own hands.
Bang bas ngulikna kumaha seueurna kasesah nu ku urang kaalaman waktos urang ngurus perkara-perkara nyalira.
It just keeps us in the wilderness.
Ngabalukarkeun urang aya dina gurun.
God bless you.
Singa berkahan.